This call may be recorded. Hello? Press 1 to accept.
Hello?
This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello?
Hey, Mario.
Hi.
I'm on A1A, heading back towards the island. I just wanted to check in and see if you wanted me to go to the McDonald's or come over there.
You're able to work on taxes, right?
I mean, I still have to hook up the hard drive, but yeah, once I do.
You have the hard drive, right?
Yeah, I actually still need my desktop.
Where's your desktop?
My office, I think.
Okay. So you have to come here to get your desktop?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. After that, I think you should stay away until you finish taxes. Stuff like that.
What?
I think that you... I think you should not be spending the extra, 30-45 minutes a day commuting to the island to see us, when the whole reason you're not living with us is because you're trying to rectify how messed up our family is. So you need to make things right in a lot of ways, okay? So you never should have gotten behind on taxes in the first place. You should do your 2018 taxes. You should do your 2019 taxes. You should do all of your data entry and receipt entry and bookkeeping for 2020. You should quit smoking. You should figure out what other people you've hurt over the last 6 months. Figure out how to make it right with them, and get all your appointments scheduled. And okay. Is that okay with you?
I guess.
I mean, I can't imagine that you would want to just insert yourself back into our home life with things worse than they were before. This breaks my heart.
What?
To be, cast in this role as a wife. Having to, make rules and requirements for you to do. What any decent father should be doing without being told.
I'm going to go.
Okay. I don't think I deserve to be treated this way. I don't think.
What do you want me to do?
I think that you should not choose to be emotionally upbeat and kind towards me when you're wanting to get into my house and have a no strings attached access to everything that a family can provide for you and your happiness, and then treat me coldly and emotionally punish me and deprive me of your pleasure with me. If I hold a boundary that you've actually do what you're supposed to be doing as a father before you access all of those benefits. I think that that's emotionally manipulative towards me.
I'm not trying to manipulate you.
I know, but I'm saying that you're capable of choosing differently. You're capable of finding favor with me, even when I'm holding reasonable boundaries. You're capable of not changing whether you treat me warmly or treat me coldly based on whether I'm letting you. Have everything you want without strings attached. You're capable. I know you can do it. I know you're capable of hearing me say, like, there's all these things that you've damaged that you need to focus your attention, time, and energy on so that you can return to being a member of our household. You're capable of hearing that and saying, yes, you're right. That's exactly the man I want to be. I'm so glad that you understand that right now I can't be there for dinner with you guys every day. I'm so glad that you're holding down the fort and giving me the time to play catch up because I've really gotten behind on being a good husband and father. I want you to know I'm going to stay up late and I'm going to get up early, put as many hours as I can into getting the taxes done as fast as I can. Because you mean everything to me and I want to be with you. Because I'm very, very pleased in you as a wife. You can have reactions to my boundaries that affirm your love for me and affirm that I am still valuable to you and I'm still worthy of you. Even when I'm not letting you trample all over me. Because if you're going to choose to be giddy and happy towards me when you're getting whatever you want from me without having to pull your own weight, and then you're emotionally cold and you only say things like, I got to go, when I'm asking you to do things that I should never have to ask. It's not my fault that these requests are crossing my lips. Lots of women go their whole lives without having to make these kinds of requests. And I'm the one who has it held against me. So that's a great, great position to be in for me, you know. I can receive warmth and love as long as I'm a doormat. Which would be fine with me if it wasn't so destructive. So you need your computer, right?
Yep. Got me to come get it, right?
Dustin, I don't think I can live like this.
Like what?
With you treating me like this.
I don't understand.
That you're being ugly and cold to me, and you're displeasing me, and you're despondent. That you're choosing to do that only because you found out that there are going to be requirements for you to rejoin our household. You understand that that's an emotional punishment to me. And you understand that I just went, like, through this whole long monologue of wonderful things that you could say to affirm the rightfulness of you taking those steps to restore your family before you leech all the benefits of family life from us. I just told you what you could say.
I don't know. I have a very different view of both sides of that. So, can't really affirm your perspective of it.
You can affirm me. You can affirm that you find favor in me and you're pleased with me. And you love me, and I'm a good servant to you.
We love you.
And I make an amazingly happy home life for my children, despite some really, 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 really dark things happening around them and in front of them.
Taxes.
No, Dustin. The financial denial you've been living in for years. Your inability to sit down at a computer screen and just complete simple input and simple computations that are almost all adding and subtracting that are done by a computer. Without having to poison your body with nicotine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do, Dustin. You do. Dustin, you are completely in denial. Other men do not spend as much time away from their families to do taxes as you do. It's not necessary. It's not normal. It's really bad. It's really bad. Not everybody is this far behind. I mean, like, maybe you don't see it, but everybody else sees it. Everybody else sees it. Everybody sees it.
You're just saying it, but I don't even know what you're talking about. Everybody else be quiet. Yeah. And. Can you hear me?
Hey, sorry about that.
Everybody be quiet.
You have major. Major deficits of insight into your own behaviors and how they affect the people around you. Oh, yeah, hold on. Then what should you really say?
No, but what should you really say?
All right, sorry about that. Are you there?
Yep.
Yeah. Functioning people can add and subtract and see that you're way in the red. And that you don't have any money to spend on a vape pen. And know that buying a vape pen when you owe your children thousands of dollars that you took without their permission is not being a good provider, not being a good father. And that your first priority is to restore the ways that you've sinned against your family. And that you don't have any entitlement to your family when you're doing things like that.
Yeah,
and then if you have a stress problem.
I don't need you to call me.
You don't need me to what?
I don't need you to call me and say this to me.
Well, if that were the case, we wouldn't be in this situation. I think that you called me, and I think it's because you're hoping that I'll invite you over for dinner. And I think it's because you want to be a part of our family life and have all the benefits of family life. You want the joy and the pleasure that a wife can bring you. You want the joy and the pleasure that children can bring you. You feel entitled to all of that joy. You feel entitled to all of that pleasure. And if I'm giving you all the joy and I'm giving you all the pleasure and I'm giving you all the service and I continue to do that for 15 years, that's a long enough period of time to notice that you don't take seriously your responsibility. To exercise non-abusive behavior toward that wife and that and those children.
I don't agree with that.
I'm holding a boundary.
You already held the boundary.
No, I'm holding the... No, I didn't. You were here yesterday having meals with us. Like, I'm holding a boundary, but you don't need to just waltz back in as if you are entitled to all of this when you're still doing the same things.
It's going to come get my computer.
Okay. I'm just, Dustin.
What?
I was just saying that it's not going to work out between us if holding a completely reasonable boundary that I shouldn't have ever even had to speak in the first place because it's that self-evident is going to cause you to feel pulled towards
yesterday.
Me or resentful towards me or angry towards me.
I'm just doing what you're asking me to do.
What, Dustin?
I'm just doing what you're asking me to do.
I know, and I'm saying that you shouldn't have changed your demeanor and manner of speaking toward me upon discovering that I have reasonable expectations of your behavior. If you want to be a part of our family life. Finding out that information should fill you with appreciation for me, and it should fill you with joy at your opportunity to love us in that way. Yeah, that's okay. If he's only going to get one, it needs to be the biggest one. Then, yeah. And I'm going to take the biggest one and another one. Get at the table right now, both of you.
Aaron?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
trying to do what you want. Sounds like you're crying.
Yeah. I'm absolutely upset. It is very terrible to put a woman in the position you've put me in, and it is very, very terrible to treat a woman the way you're treating me.
I'm trying to do what you're asking me to do.
That's not truthful, so. Dustin. The truth, no, okay. You need to be truthful. The truth is that when you heard that I'm expecting you to do taxes and quit smoking and stuff like that before you start spending time at our house, you immediately chose to treat me much differently than you were treating me when you had an expectation that you were going to get no strings attached access to domestic life with us. That's the truth. That's something that you know for certain. It's not something that we're disagreeing about. It's something that is absolutely evident to both of us. That's what you need to be aware of.
I am aware of that.
I know. So you need to accept that that's truthful.
Okay.
That's truthful and that it's bad. It's a bad thing to do to a woman. It's bad.
I don't know what to tell you, honey. I don't agree with you. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to do it. I just don't agree. I don't.
You're saying you don't agree that I should expect those things from you.
Not as currency to see my children.
I can't believe that you would think so low to frame me in that way when you know better.
Think what?
Think so low to frame me in that way when you know better about me. You know my character. You know what kind of mother I am. You know what kind of wife I am. You know how good my judgment is. And you want to take the most amazing, wonderful things that I've done, some of the hardest things that a woman could ever be expected to do, and you want to frame them in the ugliest way possible to portray me as having low character. And it's not my fault that I'm in this situation. No woman should be in this situation. No woman should be neglected the way you've neglected me. No woman should have to see her children stolen from by the person who's supposed to be building wealth for their children.
We have been building wealth
it's
for our children.
Not my fault.
And the money that came out of that account as a necessary part of the tax code.
It's not my fault.
Well, it's not your fault. Nobody's saying anything's your fault.
It's not my fault. The situation is your fault. It's your
fault.
I know.
I'm taking
credit
for it. It's
bad.
No.
Taking responsibility for it would be going full steam to fix it before anything else.
Okay,
I shouldn't, I'm not, you want to say I'm holding something out as currency, but I shouldn't have to say that. It's self-evident. It's evident to everybody that you have a responsibility. You have really screwed things up really bad. You have responsibilities to make things right that you broke horribly. What you've been doing to us for years has been abusive. We are suffering. You did it. You did it actively, and it was awful, and we're still suffering. I shouldn't have to ask you to make it right. I shouldn't have to ask you to file the taxes.
Somebody said you have to ask me to file the taxes.
I know, but when I do, you say it shouldn't be currency to see my own children. Like, that's terrible, Dustin. That's terrible. That's terrible. That's terrible.
I'm sorry I said that.
That's terrible.
I'm sorry I said
that. I know,
that.
But that was, you said it one time, but you know you treated me like that the moment you found out that you don't get to do whatever you want with your family anymore without having to be responsible. That's when you started treating me like that woman. Long before you said it.
I was calling to see if I could come see you.
I know, and you were happy, and you were upbeat, and you were jovial, and you were kind, and you were
expressive. You said lots of false things about me related to our finances and taxes and my intention to do the taxes.
I didn't. You're talking about all the things that happened after the fact. All of those things happened after the fact. All of those things were things that I said in response.
And happened after they happened.
After the fact. I know. After the fact. After what you already did, right? So first, before any of the things that you just named, before you did
doesn't
that, before
to me
I did that.
Before,
it
after
does. It does because, no, it does. It matters. It matters because I shouldn't have had to say those things. I shouldn't have been put in that position.
Shouldn't have said them at all.
No. It matters. It matters because I shouldn't have been put in the position of needing to say those things. No, I was. And what you're doing is you're taking emotional abuse that you inflicted, and you're looking at the pain that was caused in somebody else, and you're looking at their self-defense for your aggression, and you're trying to divert attention away from your original sin by pointing fingers at what somebody's reaction was to being abused by you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's not okay. I know. So instead of talking about what happened after you did the thing that was bad and hurtful, you can actually think about what you did that was bad and hurtful. So you shouldn't have to point to all the stuff that happened after it in reaction to it and say, that makes me a bad wife. What you actually did was as soon as you heard that there was going to be a boundary on you spending time here at the house with me and the kids, and that I had expectations that you make things right that have gone really wrong in the past, you immediately changed your demeanor towards me. You changed your attitude towards me. You changed your expressions towards me. And you became cold, and you became distant, and you spoke to me in a way that expressed resentment and contempt. And instead of saying, I love you, but I got to go. That is emotional manipulation. Even if you're actually feeling saddened by the news, that's still emotional manipulation. Because what you're doing to me is you're acting on a decision that you've made to be loving and kind and warm towards me when you get unlimited access to the joys of family life without any strings attached. And you're telling me that if I'm going to have any expectations of you to actually take care of us and actually do the things that other husbands do without having to be asked, then you're going to be cold towards me, and I'm going to lose faith with you, and I'm not going to get warmth from
you.
Always
done our taxes.
That's what happened.
I've been asking for weeks for the hard drive so that I can do my taxes.
I know.
You're making false statements about me.
So it's reasonable that you were coming here. It's reasonable that you were coming here and hanging out while we were waiting for the hard drive to get ready. Now it's ready. There's not a reason for you to be here.
Great.
You've not earned that right. You've not shown me that anything's changed since you went to Honey Lake. I'm not being unreasonable, and you're trying to blame this all on me, like I've done something wrong. I've not done anything wrong. I'm the recipient of your emotional abuse when you find out that you don't get whatever you want without having to pull your end as a husband and a father.
Okay.
But that's me being a victim. And I didn't choose to be a victim. You chose that. It's not all right. It's not all right. I told you on the phone exactly what you could have said that would have been loving and warm towards me, even when you were disappointed. You're the one who chose to treat me the way you chose to treat me. And you're the one who's well aware that it's going to affect me in the future, because you can't expect a woman to get treated that way for 50 years. You can't. You know that. So you know that you're leaving me with no choice except to give up all of my boundaries and let you screw us over again and again. problem is I'm not going to let that happen because I love my kids too much and they deserve better. Bye.